Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about ramping up acquisitions for 2018. Jill, I can't wait.
Oh.
Based on what we just talked about before this show, I think there's some pretty good stuff here.
Yeah. You should never be afraid of deals, finding deals, a number, stuff that's out there.
I can honestly say there has never been a better time to buy and sell real estate in my career.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
Sure, I hope that's the same for whoever's listening or thinking about getting involved, or I know for sure there's...
I want to say something right now. We are at the end of 2017. Think about this for a moment. Where were you, listener, and you, Jack, I'm going to have you share, where you were at the end of 2007? And how, right? Think about this. 2007 was 10 years ago. I hate to bring that up to a lot of you, Jack included, but that was 10 years ago. 2007 was a bit of a scary time. I personally got so flipping lucky, I cannot tell you. I sold a home for about 80% more than I paid for it in 2007, and because it was in Arizona, and it was just before it started to tank there. I was right literally under the wire. So I remember.
Yeah, we were doing great back then. And we were doing great up until, for land, up mm-hmm. until about 2010, mm-hmm. and then 2011. And then the land market dropped off, but the house market, that's when we were buying assets for $20,000 and $30,000, mm-hmm. houses and selling them for $60,000 and
$70,000. So, right.
You know, there's never a bad time. It never really crashes, but there's some scary stuff that happens. You're right. It's so much better now. That's my point.
And, you know, your portfolio and all that good stuff. But my only point is, look at, for a lot of people, what's different. I mean, 10 years, wow. And I'm thinking right now, going, wow, what's going to be happening when I'm saying, we're going to 2028. I'm going to say, everyone. By the way, I wonder what show number we'll be on. Well, it's show 6042. Jack, are you with us?
I think there's some British soap operas
that are
in the, like, 6,000 show.
Dude, are we going to be doing the show 10 years from now?
I hope so. Look at her.
I hadn't even thought about
She's
that.
She's like, oh my God, don't
wow.
put me through that.
Wow.
This whole show was my idea.
Over 2 years in.
I dragged Jill around my marketing ideas.
We're over 2 years in and I don't see it going away.
I don't either.
So
the numbers keep going up.
And we're not going to, let's just face it, everyone goes, what do you guys have to talk about? And we have plenty to talk about. What's so funny?
No, we
do. Do you know what's so funny? Okay, I know we need to get to the show, but you would think that we walk around the house and heavy and then save it all up for the show. No. There's plenty of banter and plenty of talking at home, too. We have a lot to talk about.
We should record that stuff.
It's hilarious. I know.
Some funny stuff that happens.
Exactly.
There's some really sad things that happen, too, sometimes.
Oh, exactly.
We call it Jill's Tragic Roast Beef, but she doesn't know that we call it that.
Why? I don't make roast beef.
No, I'm just teasing.
All right. Anyway.
Before we get into the rest of this, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jeff asks, hi, all. This is a lengthy one, and I have an answer at the end. So this is so good. Okay. Hi, all. I just checked my P.O. box, and voila, a signed purchase agreement appeared from a seller in Lake County, Oregon. First of all, I just have to say, regardless of whether I go through with the purchase or not, having a signed purchase agreement show up in the mail is such an awesome feeling. Never thought I'd see the day. The property is... How much information do you want me to share here, Jack? Oh, share detail.
The property's in Oregon.
Okay. Is in Oregon. My offer was for $1,000. The most similar comps have it sold for $2,500 to $3,000, and there's one comp. Well, it's the same thing, $2,500.
That's good.
Okay. And in one site, they even jump up to $5,000. All right, loving it. My instinct was to snatch this up and try to double or triple my money. However, upon further due diligence, the parcel seems to not have any road access. Most of the comps seem to have some sort of dirt road access, but the nearest road to this property is several acres away. Would anyone recommend buying this property regardless of access? Or is this a deal breaker? What would be the considerations here, whether the property is still viable? I've just come to an agreement on my first purchase last week, three separate parcels, a total of 11 acres, for $2,000 in a county in Arizona. And I seem to finally have the ball rolling in the right direction on this land business. This is good. I'm eager to snatch up more properties, but I'm not sure if I'm looking for an excuse to make another deal on a property, or should I just stay away from this one? Any advice is much appreciated. Thanks all, Jeff. And one of our members piped in, Kevin, and said, Jeff, you can sell it. There's a buyer out there that wants this his land exactly like that.
Kevin, excuse me, Kevin's right. Mm-hmm. I will never say this sentence without prefacing something. And here's a sentence. You should never buy property without access. You should always buy property without access. Well, what the hell does that mean, Jack?
I'm out. Just kidding.
You need to decide for yourself whether or not property with no apparent physical access is something you want to buy or sell. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what that is, however, that usually it's a function of money for me. I'll tell you what I would do here. I would take a picture of it, maybe do a little tiny video that's less than 15 seconds, inside screen video that shows you finding the property on Google Earth or a Parcel Factor, wherever you found it. I would email it to the seller, and I would say, $1,000 sounds great, but I didn't really fully realize that there's absolutely no access, apparent access to this property. So I'm happy to pay $500 and we can close the deal right now. Then you can't lose.
Exactly.
So all this whole mental thing that you went through, that he wrote through, and thank you, by the way, Jeff. It's 5 acres. It's in Oregon. It's $1,000. I see comps for $2,000. The question you should ask yourself is this before you pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. Well, at what price? Because I'm brand new at this. Would I now go run to the bank? Well, I'm sure I'm not going to lose any money.
Excellent.
Take all the stuff out of it for yourself. All the stress, sleep really well at night. For me, $500 for those 5-acre properties in that area of Oregon is what we standard pay. And we sleep great at night. We sell them for $1,500 to $2,500 all day long. I've actually been there, and it's you can't go wrong,
right,
in my opinion.
I was just thinking about that county. I agree. That's a good way to do it. What number, Jeff? Is it feel like a home run that you just want to run to the bank? And
because
that's good.
Because if you send another mailer out, you are going to get several back. They come back in at the number that Jill's just saying. We, you know, that you are feeling fantastically comfortable about it, and you're going to do the deal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Access or not.
Yep. You know what's funny too is what's coming in the mail too. Wait till tomorrow,
yeah,
and the next
day
and the next day. So there's more coming.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Yay. Good job, Jeff.
Today's topic, ramping up for acquisitions in 2018. This is the meat of the show. So Jill and I got to talking before the show, and we said, what's this mean to you? What does this mean to you, Jack? What does this mean to you, Jill? This is what we're ramping up for, and Jill had a whole different take on it, which I think is going to be incredibly useful. My take is very simple on this episode. You have to have a calendar. If you do one thing, one change in 2018 that maybe you didn't do in 17, and I'm talking to myself as well as everybody, is to get a little bit more organized with a calendar and a plan. And start with December of 2018 and work your way backwards. If you want to have $1 million in the bank and on December 25th or December 31st, divide by 12 and then divide by 4. There's 52 months in the weeks in the year, and do what you need to do to get to the point where you can get enough mail and enough offers in the mail and people answering your phone the way that you should. Mm-hmm. To get to that point.
It's really not crazy.
It's that simple.
You know, people look at it like it's such an awesome number, but when you just do it like you just said, work it backwards. So I want to have this many transactions. I need to do this. And like Jack said, when you break it all down, you're like, oh, well, that's a deal a week. Well, heck, I could do that. A deal a week where I yield X amount of dollars. Done.
So somebody said to me recently, you know, actually they said it on Land Investors, the community website, because somebody brand new went in there and said, I'm brand new at this. Is this a bunch of malarkey or is it not? What's the real deal? And one of our name brand person answered them, and they said...
Name brand person.
Well, a person that we all know their name.
Okay.
In our group. They said, Jack and Jill make the sound easier than it really is.
Oh.
If you listen to the show all the time, yeah, it's all peaches and cream, and which is probably true. We're probably guilty of that.
Part of it is because it comes easier to us.
But we are very organized, and we have a full staff, trained staff in place.
Right.
Which is what Jill's going to address here in a second.
And it's not to say that not everybody can do this, though.
No, I'm not being negative. I'm just saying if we make it sound easy, it's because it is easy for us. But, but we've also been doing it for 25 years.
Right. It wasn't easy in the beginning, man. Let me tell you.
There's a bunch of people in this group that are better at every single point of this than
we are. That's so true.
They just don't have a podcast.
That's a good point.
So what are you ramping up for? What are your suggestions, Joe, to ramp up acquisitions for 18?
Yeah, okay. So you brought up the calendar, and that's great, and you kind of touched on some of these. So, hey, if you want to kill it, also make sure you have your team in place. Get the right team. And when I say team, I mean everyone in your life, not necessarily your office. So
tell your kid who's in Little League that you're going to go to 3 games and that's it.
Oh, you're so...
That was one of the most painful things about raising a child is going to baseball games.
There's a lot of them.
Soccer games, no problem. Baseball,
once a week we can handle, but 3 a week? Come on, jeez. Everyone. And then all day on X day? Really? Yeah, that was hard. Okay. So get your team in place, everyone on board, and everyone going in the right direction. You know, I think it's the best thing on the planet. You know, sit your spouse down and say, okay, sweetheart, seriously, this is what we're going to do. I have a plan to have $500,000. Let's say you really want a million, but you're saying 500,000 in case it all goes sideways or whatever it is. Maybe that's your number. I don't care. Sweetheart,
maybe it's a quarter of $1 million so you can quit your job.
Maybe that's it too.
That's a very, very
sweetheart, I figured out by next December how to have $250,000 in this side account here. And we're not changing anything over here. And then we're going to talk about December, what we want to do now. Okay. And then say, and here's what I need from you. I'm not available on Saturdays. I need 2 nights a week.
Joe, this is brilliant stuff.
Thank you very much. And I may need, you know, whatever it is. Set them down. Let them know what you need, what you're working on. And here's why. And I would say, too, even maybe check in once a month with them so you know they know that it's not all in vain. You are going in the right direction, and I think that would be cool. So get your team in place.
You know what most women would say to that?
What?
See, I knew you didn't love me.
What? What does that mean?
SitYourSpouseDown.com and tell her that.
Oh, no.
You know.
You're why?
You want a quarter of $1 million in the bank 12 months from now, but you're going to need every Saturday to do it. And she's going to say, I knew you didn't love me.
Oh, my gosh, no.
On behalf of all
you really
men,
think that?
Yep.
Oh, I'd be like,
you're
game on.
You're not a normal girl.
Go, baby. Can I make you a sandwich?
I know, sweetheart. That's why you're the greatest girl there ever was. I'm telling you.
I don't understand.
Forget about real estate. If we could clone you,
we'd
be all set.
I don't see that. There's no circumstance I'm going to say no when you say I need to go in a quiet, dark room for a while because I'm going to make $500,000.
That's just you.
Gee, nope. I'm more important. That's stupid. Okay.
This is turning out to be a good episode. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't understand that. All right, here's my second point.
Totally kiss you right now, but it'd be disgusting for everybody.
Thank you. And thank you. Save it for later. All right, so next thing you need to do, streamline all your processes. You know, create a system. You know, if you have done this, you either have done this, been doing this for a while, or have been doing this for a couple months, or you're just now about to dive in.
Or you're past us.
You know, whatever it is, there's always things you can do and dump and streamline. I even have my staff right now, literally, for one of our companies, giving me a step-by-step process. It's TitleMind. And I'm telling them, because we keep getting overwhelmed with the number of deals that we can process. And so I have them giving me a step-by-step-by-step process, A to B, how much time it spends. And so I can go in and tweak it and make it more efficient. And this is what everyone should be doing. So
to this day, mm-hmm. There's always ways to, for me even, to buy properties more effectively. Mm-hmm. We're horsing around with a concept called boots on the ground, which is probably what you know how we call Land Academy the Cash Flow from Land program? I think that the program's probably going to be called Boots on the Ground.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet. I'm horsing around with that idea, and we've got some personal and professional associates in Arizona who are working as our boots on the ground to test the concept, so that, which is what our next show is about, never leave your desk, you know. Mm-hmm. If you know how to use data, you're way more effective sitting at a desk, and so you need to utilize boots on the ground all over in any market that you're in. Somebody that you can trust, and that who's not going to steal properties from you and things like that.
Exactly.
So I don't want to get into that, because that's not what this episode's about. But we still test new stuff, try new stuff, make things more efficient. Mm-hmm. Look for the Coca-Cola bottleneck, I call it.
Yeah.
And make it better.
Yep. All right. Third thing you should be working on, wrapping up your research. What projects do you have out there hanging over your head? You're still need to do a little more research on this county because you're getting ready to dive into that. Whatever it is, wrap it up, call it done, move on. It's really easy to spend too much time. Or you know what? And here's the thing. If you're not getting it done, there's some other reason why. Maybe it's not that important. Or B, you're not focused like you should be. So either get focused, get it done, or don't do it at all. Don't waver and have it hanging over your head. It's stupid.
I had a conversation with somebody who it was one of their bucket list to own a BMW. And the guy said, after a year, well, after about 8 months of lease, he said, it's a really good thing I leased this car. Because 2 months in, it's a brand new BMW. I had to get new pistons. 4 months in, which he didn't pay for, because it's a lease.
Right.
4 months in, new transmission, and on and on and on. So, just by happenstance, I'm talking to a car executive from Honda, because Honda's North American headquarters is close to where we live, in a social situation, and I told that exact story, and he said, you know what? That doesn't surprise me at all. And I thought he was going to say, because BMW is terrible. And no, he said, everybody in the car business knows, or in any manufacturing business knows, that we have deadlines. Mm-hmm. So we all know as engineers that we are putting a substandard product together and it's going to need a recall. Mm-hmm. We know it, but we're in a deadline.
So and it's
have
scary.
To, we have to
like
get it done. So
scary
if you're a land investor and you're staring at a list right now and you don't think it's done yet because you're an artist. And it's just not really...
You need to make it done.
You need to make it done, Joe. You need to pick a date and get it in the mail, and that's it.
Exactly. I used to. I'm better now, but I still catch myself. I'll have these carryover lists of things that I'm working on, and I just like roll over, and I'm like, all right, knock it off. Are you really going to do it or not? And that's what you need to do.
Right.
So.
What's the old Warren Buffett quote?
I don't remember.
Pick the top 10 things you want to accomplish in life and do number one.
That's good.
That's it.
Thank you. That's perfect. And then to go along with this, dump any unnecessary projects. That's not going to happen. If it didn't happen by now, you've been working on it for 6 months.
Well said.
Dump it.
Well, you've done it again. You wasted another 20 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss 2018 financial goals and how to accomplish them.
Ooh, and we answer your question, should you have one, post it on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So, financial goals.
So tomorrow, I already have it all planned out. Tomorrow, what I'd like to do is if you've got a financial goal like we alluded to today, let's divide by 52.
Okay.
And associate the number of parcels or houses you need to buy to net that out. We'll do it all for it right in the show, you know.
Wait, I'm starting my little homework right now, please, Jack.
I didn't give you homework. I'll do it all for you. You don't have to do anything. Sit there and look pretty.
Well, okay, then I'll do nothing. Thanks, Jack. Okay.
Share the fun
by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there, please. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.